Good morning. Today is October 6th, and this is the OKOK On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. Today's promise from the scriptures is that God protects us. Pray, too, that we will be saved from wicked and evil people, for not everyone believes in the Lord, but the Lord is faithful, and he will make you strong and guard you from the evil one. That's 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 2 through 3. Have you ever run across someone who's truly evil? We might not call it evil. We might say that person's amoral or dishonest. The world's full of such people, and they won't hesitate to attack believers because of their faith. They do that because, as Paul says, they do not believe in the Lord. In reality, they're part of the opposing army in a spiritual battle. As the battle intensifies, it's apparent that there's only one real enemy, the evil one himself, Satan. In today's verse, Paul asked the Thessalonian Christians to pray for him and his fellow travelers as they spread the gospel. If Paul asked for prayer, how much more should we be praying for our dear children as they seek to live for Christ in a hostile world? Paul came up against his share of wicked and evil people, and so will our children. But God promises to be faithful to his people, to make them strong, and to guard them from Satan's attacks. This doesn't mean our children won't face difficulty or be tested. Paul certainly did and was, but it does mean that God's faithful, and in the end, that's all that we really need to know. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, I want to protect my child from harm. I don't want anything to ever hurt her. I also understand, Lord, that I can't protect her from harm. I can, however, pray that you will protect her from wicked and evil people, and ultimately from the one who controls them, Satan himself. As a believer, Lord, my child is a target for the evil one. As she lives for you and makes a difference for your kingdom, Satan's attacks will intensify. Make my child strong so that she can stand firm against them, Lord. The battle will be fierce, but my child doesn't fight alone. Thank you for your spiritual protection over my child. Ultimately, you will triumph and your name will be glorified. We ask this in your name, Lord. Amen.